This idea came from a shaytan when he told Allah, Rabbi bima aghwaytani. O Allah, you misled me. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Shaytan is their first teacher. He claimed that Allah forced him to be misled. When this idea became popular in the Muslim world, people took it as an excuse to do what is wrong. To the extent Ibn Kathir reported in Bidayah al-Nihaya, and sometimes a man entered his house and he saw a woman, his wife, with a man. He got so mad he was going to kill her. She told him, why are you angry? Are you angry for something Allah Azza wa Jal decided on me and he forced me to do it? Allah want that. How you go against God's will? Amadhab ibn Abbas in Tahalt. Are you following Ibn Abbas now? As if following Ibn Abbas something bad. She said, are you following Ibn Abbas way? He said, no. I am pleased with what Allah want to happen. And he left his wife with the man. I always say, why he didn't, for example, if he killed her, and he said, you know, that's what God wants too, you should be pleased with. But the shaitan play with their head. كان قتلها وقال بعد هذا من الرب. الجهمية also deny that Allah does anything out of wisdom or reasons. Allah does things just because he wanted to happen. There is no wisdom behind it. There is no justification behind it. There is no reasons behind it. It just, he wanted it to happen. This Al-Jahm ibn Safwan used to take his students out to the places where people are mentally sick, like crazy. Judhama, the people who have disease in their, like lepers, in their skin, and they are handicapped. He will take them to see those people. And he said, huh, where is the most merciful? يقول, أين أرحم الراحمين? Where is the mercy of the most merciful? If he has mercy, you wouldn't see this. But God has no mercy. That's, he denied. And wallahi, one of Allah's mercy that he left that person to live with all this challenge. A'udhu billah. When they used to bring Mus'haf to him, once he was sitting and a person read verse in the Quran. And that verse, when Pharaoh told Musa, he told Haman, his advisors, Haman, Ibn li ya Haman, he said, build for me, ya Haman, sarh, bridge or tower. La'alli ablughu, I might reach asbab, the gates of the skies, the heavens. So I will see Musa's Lord. So Pharaoh knows that Allah is in the heavens, above the heavens. So when they told Al-Jahm, who denied that Allah above the world, that's what Fir'aun said. He took it, he took the lawh, that paper, which it has this, and when he saw it, he's so mad, and he kicked it. He, in one narration, he kicked it with his feet, and he was so mad that there is verse goes against what he said. A'udhu billah. He also, based on what just I said, he came with the third belief or third idea, which is al-irja. He said that belief is al-ma'rifah. Faith is al-ma'rifah, knowing. To know that Allah exists, you became believer, a complete believer. It doesn't matter any sin you commit after that, that's enough to enter Jannah. Not to believe, listen carefully. Not to believe, not to be... To know it's the truth. No, just to know it. ما قال التصديق حتى قال المعرفة. Knowing that Allah is there, enough for you to enter Jannah forever. You know what that means? It means that Shaytan is a believer. Shaytan knows Allah exists. It means Pharaoh is a believer because Pharaoh said, he'd been told by Musa, لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر. Musa told Fir'aun, you know, you are certain, not only know, you know that Allah is there and he's the one who sent these miracles. That means the hypocrites, that means the kuffar, the disbeliever Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they were believers. Have faith, because all of them, they said, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. They admit, they know that.
Please proceed to next CD.